You're listening to SBS News.
Distinguished heads of state and government, excellencies, colleagues and friends.
The UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres warns the world could split into two, denouncing a recent attack in Saudi Arabia.
And above all, we are facing the alarming possibility of armed conflict in the Gulf, the consequences of which the world cannot afford. The recent attack on Saudi Arabia oil facilities was totally unacceptable. In a context where a minor miscalculation can lead to a major confrontation, we must do everything possible to push for reason and restraint.
At the General Assembly meeting, US President Donald Trump accused Iran of bloodlust, calling on other nations to join the United States to apply pressure.
One of the greatest security threats facing peace-loving nations today is the repressive regime in Iran. The regime's record of death and destruction is well known to us all. Not only is Iran the world's number one state sponsor of terrorism, but Iran's leaders are fueling the tragic wars in both Syria and Yemen. At the same time, the regime is squandering the nation's wealth and future in a fanatical quest for nuclear weapons and the means to deliver them. We must never allow this to happen.
The U.S. has called on Pakistan to help defuse tensions with Iran, prompting Pakistani Prime Minister Imran Khan to speak immediately with the Iranian president.
President Trump asked me that if we could de-escalate the situation and maybe come up with another deal. So I did convey this, and yes, we are trying our best. It's an ongoing thing, so I can't reveal more than that.
French President Emmanuel Macron begged for the two nations to take a leap of faith.
In the region of the Gulf, that region needs it. Courage means not simply provocations or reprisals, no. It's a responsible action followed by transparency.
Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan says nuclear power should either be free for all states or banned completely.
For many years, I've been saying this. We cannot leave the fate of humanity up to the discretion of a handful of countries. Today, I would like to reiterate once again that the world is greater than five. It is now time that we change our current mentality, our institutions, our organizations, and rules. The inequality between nuclear states and non-nuclear states is alone enough to undermine global balances.
Meanwhile, as a surge in fires in the Amazon causes worldwide outrage, Brazil's President Jair Bolsonaro took to the UN podium to deny it, accusing countries critical of him of having a colonialist spirit.
It's a fallacy to say that the Amazon is part of world heritage, and wrong to say, as scientists affirm, that our rainforests are the lungs of the world. The Amazon rainforest is not being devastated or consumed by fire, as the lying media says.
Imran Khan, Pakistan's prime minister, warned of possible war between his country and India over India's actions in the disputed Himalayan region of Kashmir. India has revoked the special status accorded to the Indian-controlled Kashmir. A curfew has been imposed, political leaders arrested, and telecommunications shut down.
This is unprecedented. 8 million people in an open jail is unprecedented in this day and age. And then this nonsense that this is a part of India, so the world should stay out. Just to remind the world that there are 11 Security Council, UN Security Council resolutions that recognize Kashmir as a disputed territory.
Imran Khan says he fears the situation in Kashmir could get worse, with two nuclear-armed countries going face-to-face. The Indian government's policy is that the provision in the constitution which gave Kashmir the different status was a temporary approach, and after 70 years, that has come to an end. Charlotte Lamb, SBS News.